Do you remember where you learned your favorite nursery rhyme? Was it from other kids? A teacher? Did your parents sing you to sleep with them? Have you carried that on to your kids? Are you like me and use eeny, meeny, miny, mo to help you decide? Do you sing it's raining, it's pouring on rainy days? We all know at least one nursery rhyme, but what I bet is you don't know the why of that nursery rhyme. Today we're going to look at where some of these little tunes came from and what they are referring to.
It's evil! Don't touch it!
It's alive! I was with you.
They're coming to get you.
By the power of Christ.
This is
me.
Hello, Mr. Fancy.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. And apparently, it's going to be about nursery rhymes today. Hearing? Okay, because I learned all mine from Andrew Dice Clay. Oh, yeah.
Little Miss Muffet. <That's what laughs> Hey, what's in the bowl, bitch?
Yeah, exactly. What's up, Zach? How you doing, man?
I am fucking miserable. How are you?
Yeah, I'm on the same way. Lindy, how are you doing?
Oh. I am fantastic. I passed my finals, and I have a couple of days of a break before the next round of classes start. So
you just keep looking for punishment, aren't you? You just
yep, yep. 15 more. We're almost there.
Only 15.
Hey, that's better than the 60 something I started with having. So
that's very true. 60. I couldn't even. No.
Yep. We're at the end of the slide here. Almost there.
I'll say it again. Lindy, why you gotta be so like
smart and stuff?
Ambitious.
Why can't you just sit around and drink beer like the rest of us?
It's like you care or something.
I know, right? What's up with that? It's like I want to retire with money.
Right. Retire. Like I'm never gonna make it that far anyway.
I'm left handed and colorblind. If I make it to 60, I'll be really doing good.
Yes, yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, nursery rhymes, are they as bad as like the fables, like what was it, Aesop's fables and stuff? If you go back and look into the stories behind those things, they're pretty terrible, actually.
You know, some of these really broke my heart. Like some of these shattered my childhood. So,
maybe.
I'm going to go into them today, and this actually took a lot more research than I thought it was going to.
It was probably once you started getting into it, you didn't want to quit with this one, maybe.
Ben Franklin's the devil, lady. That's all I can tell you about that.
Yes. I actually went and tried to find the original lyrics to these. So, where I was able to find them, when I read them to you, they will be very different than the ones that you know.
That's the exact same thing with those fables. Like all of those that you've heard have been dulled down so much. It's like even Little Red Riding Hood is not near as bad as what it once was.
Yeah. No, I actually.
Ate the grandma? Yeah.
I have the unabridged book of those stories. I've actually.
Oh.
Yeah. So I actually know the real stories behind those, but. Yeah, so this some of these are going to destroy you. Some of these are going to be what you thought they were.
As long as we don't mention peanut butter, I'm going to be okay.
Okay, we'll be fine.
I don't think I do. I don't think I mentioned peanut butter in any of these.
All right. Got it. We're ready to rock.
All right.
No peanut butter.
Okay. So I kind of went the first couple. I went with. What were in the intro. So your current modern version of my favorite way to pick things, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. My mother said to pick the best one, and you are not it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way.
His names are eeny, meeny, and miny, mo.
What?
That's my dog's names.
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't name them. We let the kids name them. But, yeah.
Scholars say that this rhyme has been around since well before 1820, and it is actually in several different languages. Its origin isn't known, but it was thought to be a counting out rhyme. For anywhere that you found it, that's what it had to do with. Unfortunately, this rhyme got changed in American schools around 1888, and Bert Fitzgerald actually recorded it on record in 1906.
Wow.
And the recorded version and
let's
the one
go there.
Very popular. I have a sensor filled out for it.
Okay.
So
I figured it was going to get rough with that one.
Yes. So America changed it in 1888 and physically recorded it on record in 1906, being eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a human by the toe.
Mm-hmm.
If he won't work, then let him go. Skidum, skiddy, skidoo. But when you get money, your little bride will surely find out where you hide. So there's the door, and when I count to four, out goes you. This, unfortunately, today
is... doesn't even make sense. There's no way to get screen.
I'm
sorry.
I'm actually happy I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
Yes. This, unfortunately, is still used today. There are currently several lawsuits out from people using this rhyme in the derogatory. And it has been banned from schools.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah. It was never meant to... It was never written or sang in an intention of harm. It was actually just supposed to be a way for, you know, people counting sheep to get through their day. But unfortunately, some very terrible people decided to change that up. So let's not be terrible people and let's never repeat that rhyme again.
Right. And I thought the dice were
rough.
Counting
sheep, you're not fucking them.
Well, are they? Sheep. Are they?
It's raining. It's pouring. The old man is snoring. He went to bed and he bumped his head and he couldn't get up in the morning.
Everyone already sounds a little rough. I'm guessing the backstory on this is going to be woo. Okay.
It's raining. It's pouring refers to a drink being poured liberally. So like, you know, free pour.
Yeah.
The old man was thought to be inebriated and decided to sleep it off, but drunk as shit. He was, you know, stumbling, couldn't even walk straight line. At some point in time before he got home and went to bed, he fell, broke his head. And, well, he died.
No more money on the bed.
Yeah. Yeah. So he never woke up. It wasn't just he couldn't get up in the morning. That man didn't get up again.
Didn't get up again. Yeah. Okay.
This rhyme is said to be a cautionary tale to not drink too much or we could end up dead. That's literally what it is about.
It's every time
I don't agree.
You think about one of these things, just like kids out jumping rope and they're singing a song. It's like, oh, that was made up in the Depression. It's about death. I know it. It has to be.
Yep. Yep. Actually, most of these are actually about death. Yeah. That's where they all go. That's...
I'm not dead yet.
I feel happy. I think I'll go for a walk. Man, you're not fooling anyone, you know. You'd be stone dead in a moment.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Fourscore men and fourscore more couldn't make Humpty Dumpty where he was before.
Never heard it that way.
40 men plus 40 men more?
Mm-hmm.
80 men couldn't help him.
So
this guy is, he can't get it up or what?
Well, wouldn't you know Humpty Dumpty wasn't an egg at all? In 17th century, it was a drink of brandy and boiled ale.
Ew, that sounds delicious.
Yes. And in the 18th century, it was referred to as a short, clumsy person, is what a Humpty Dumpty was. The story, however,
you mean a midget? An imp? I'm sorry. I'm reading the Game of Thrones books right now.
Oh, okay.
The Game of Ice and Fire.
The story is actually referring to a siege cannon. The siege cannon sat on top of the church tower of St. Mary at the Walls in 1648. Okay. The wall was blown up in war, and Humpty Dumpty tumbled down and broke, and they were never able to put it back together or get it back up on the wall.
She said, get it,
get it back up.
I'm sorry, I've been up for a while.
That's okay.
I haven't. Same thing. She said, get it back up. I'm like, I'm 12.
Yeah, it's fine.
I was going for like 10, but okay.
Oh my gosh. Everybody goes. Okay, so that one was a little bit better than I thought. I assumed that was about somebody's death as well.
Well, yeah. It was about the death of a cannon.
Okay.
But at least it wasn't a person. Right. But the cannon did die during war.
Cool.
So.
Okay. Okay.
It got used for its purpose, I suppose.
Yes. Yes. Ba ba, a black sheep. Have you any wool? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Three bags full. Two for my master, one for my dame, and none for the little boy that cries in the lane.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary. Show that pussy, it's so damn hairy. Yeah, yeah.
What's in the ball, bitch?
Oh, I had to do one. So, Baba Black Sheep. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll leave that. So what is this about? What's this about? What's this all about?
So in medieval times, King Edward I actually imposed a wool tax where a third of the cost of a sack of wool went to King Edward, a third went to the church, and the last went to the farmer. So no payment went to the people that were actually like getting
the wool.
Yeah. The wool. Black wool, however, was considered to be poor luck because it couldn't be dyed, so it couldn't be sold.
Hmm.
Why is it got to be dyed? It's already the best color.
I was going to say,
right,
yeah.
But then it wasn't.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
So.
It's a shade. It's not a color. It's a shade.
Yeah. So that one was in reference to being taxed, basically. Like, they were taxing people to death.
Oh, man, I could write one hell of a nursery rhyme about Illinois.
So many things have changed since then.
A few things, yes.
Damn.
So, this one actually shook me a little.
Uh-oh.
Not as much as a couple.
No fucking peanut butter, Lindy.
More, no peanut butter.
Okay.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. Well, a Jack and a Jill were not people. It was how people refer to a boy and a girl. Jack and Jill go up a hill to get water. Think about that. Why would you go up to get water when wells are low?
Question.
So, what were they really doing up there?
Maybe Jack's not the one who broke his crown.
Maybe her crown got broken. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, Jill got pregnant.
Uh-oh.
Jack actually did fall down and break his crown. The story, there's two stories behind this. One is real. One is a metaphor, but the real story, Jack actually did fall. He did shatter his head. He died.
Should do me.
Jill, well, at least he got laid first.
Yeah. Jill came tumbling after by dying in childbirth.
Oh, shit.
That's some depressing ass stuff right there. Isn't it?
Yes. The metaphor to this is what goes up must come down. In this case, it was a metaphor for life and death. You go up the hill, you live your life by getting water. and then you come down the hill and die.
Plane goes up, plane come down. Exactly. Take over for Todd.
The next one super surprised me because the original lyrics are obviously not the ones that I knew. And yeah. Hey, rub a dub dub. Ho, rub a dub dub. Three maids in a tub. And who do you think were there? The butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker, and all of them gone to the fair.
Okay.
So now that the lyrics are not what you knew.
Right. It's like, that's not.
You can kind of guess what this is about. This is about, there's actually two thoughts on this. The general consensus is that it's about a peep show of a traveling fair. Mm. And it depicts reputable people doing ill-reputable things by going to the fair and watching women. It's also believed that these men used to go around spying on women in the bath.
Are we doing Anton LaVey again?
Yes.
Okay. I knew it.
So I'm starting to think that maybe all of these people got their horrible starts by listening to Mother Goose.
They could have. There's never anything positive for good coming out of
so
any
far,
of these.
What I'm hearing from this is Seth is the root of all evil.
Yeah. Don't have sex unless you want to die.
Yes.
The little death.
Well, let's just not sing about creeps to our kids.
Yeah.
It gets better.
Let's sing about some creepos.
It gets better. Peeper, weeper, chimney sweeper. Had a wife but couldn't keep her. Had another, didn't love her. Up the chimney, he did shove her.
Oh, man. There we go.
So.
We can add three chords to that, can't we? Yeah.
So, Mr. Eeper killed his wife and shoved her up the chimney. What better way to use your profession than to solve your issues?
Creeper, had a wife, couldn't keep her.
Damn woman wouldn't shut her mouth. She wouldn't shut up, I tell you. She wouldn't shut up.
Can't get the shit neither.
So Eeper Weeper was the first version of this rhyme.
Okay.
The one that is probably more popular that you would know today. You're not going to know the actual lyrics, like the original lyrics, but Peter Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Wait, I thought that was about something completely different.
No, the original lyrics to Peter Peter Pumpkin Eater are Peter, my neeper, had a wife, and he couldn't keep her. He put her in the wall and let all the mice eat her.
Ooh.
This is...
That is some dark shit right there.
Why are men so...
This is actually in reference to the first part of Eeper Weeper when they say he couldn't keep her is because his wife was promiscuous and she kept running around on him. So instead of doing the, well, I'm just going to let you go and I'm going to go find someone else and I'm going to fine you, because in the 18th century that's what they did, he
loved her to death.
Yeah, he loved her to death.
Me, I love you.
So, way to go, Mother Goose, for putting murder
in
a bear.
The mice.
Literally into your stories.
Feed the mice.
Feed this shit to our children. God, what trash.
I'm picturing he could, like, hear him. He hears him scuffling through the walls, and he's like, nah, bitch, take it. Take that.
Don't you think it would be, like, a more maniacal laugh, like, or something?
Yeah. What the story doesn't say is whether or not he stuffed her in that wall alive.
Oh, boy.
So, there's a lot of speculation on that, and it's pretty widely believed that he put her in the wall alive.
That's even Well, it's more fresh for the mice, I suppose, but that's worse. That's like, well, a lot worse. What'd you die from? Mice eating you to death.
Yes.
Depends on if you starve, or the mice get you first.
Yeah.
I forget the movie where the guy had, he had chained a guy up in like some abandoned pool in a place where these, it cut him, and then the rats would come down. And you can scare them away for a little bit, but then they get more ballsy and more ballsy.
I can't imagine, my thought on that is I can't imagine that he could have shoved her in there alive because the noise.
He knocked her out first. He could do it.
Yeah, but it would take a long, wouldn't you think she'd wake up?
Well, yeah, but if he had her tied up to the raft.
Like 2 days maybe, or 4 days, but I think 4 days is all it takes. I mean,
tied up to the beams or something. Water. And then.
Yeah. So you'd either suffocate her.
And maybe hearing her was part of it. Maybe he enjoyed that part.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's move on to prostitution.
Slider than, you
well,
know.
Yeah. Natural. That's the natural next step, isn't it?
Did you say a prostitution?
I did.
What does any of this have to do with gay porn?
Well, Lucy Lockett.
Okay.
I wonder what that's referring to.
Lucy Lockett lost her pocket. Kitty Fisher found it. Not a penny was in it, but a ribbon round it. So there was actually a famous sex worker named Kitty Fisher. And the story is that she dumped her regular customer, who was a pocket, when he ran out of money because he had spent it all on her.
Uh-huh.
There was a barmaid in the brothel where Kitty Fisher was conducting business, and she decided that she was going to take on the pocket, which is the reference to not a penny in it, because he was broke.
But she's like, you know what? She took him in and like started, she, that's my man? Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh. And so this...
Tricks are fighting over. They're fighting over a trick.
This is actually a taunt.
Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids.
This is a taunt from Kitty to Lucy about taking her discarded lovers.
He's like, I'll take him.
Who are penniless and worthless now.
You get my broke hand-me-downs.
That's exactly what this is.
God, that's something.
Yes. Okay.
I kind of like that one. That's a step up from the last one, anyway.
Yeah.
Why are women so critical?
That's a great question.
A woman didn't write that.
I think they did.
Did they? I felt like it would have been a bit more hateful.
Lucy Lockett lost her pocket. Kitty Fisher found it. Not a penny was in it, but a ribbon round it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, that's literally Kitty saying, "Hey, fuck you, bitch. I won. Yeah. I took that bitch's money. Yeah. You can have it now."
I got the goods.
That sounds just like a woman.
Yeah. She also invented broke as a joke.
Jesus.
So I'm going to destroy what a lot of people believe that this one is about.
Okay.
Ring a ring of roses, a pocket full of posies. At the show, we all fall down. There are several versions of this song, and many people believe that it has to do with the plague.
Yeah.
I thought something about your skin turning into ash or looking ash.
No.
Posies was like for...
They burn the bodies.
Yeah, and the posies was to cover up the smell or something, right?
Mm-hmm. The posies was supposed to ward off the disease.
I'm not dead yet.
Yeah, the roses were what were supposed to be worn in the mask
to
hide the smell.
Yeah.
But the first time that the lyrics to this song were written down anywhere were 500 years after the plague.
What?
Whoa, okay. taking me for a loop there.
So this song actually didn't have anything to do with the plague.
I've been lied to.
This is about some dumb bitch that took some guy's money. I'm going to
No. No.
It was basically a misunderstanding in commerce. Somehow.
During the time of the rhyme, dancing was banned because of religion.
Is it Footloose?
Fucking Footloose, yeah.
So, children actually used this as a way to dance.
Did they drive out to an abandoned
shoot shed or something? They would hold hands and move to get movement out, and there was a person in the middle. So, and then they would all fall down, and then they would rotate and do it again. So it simulated their dancing.
Kenny Loggins, you're a genius.
The original translation of the song is "A ring, a ring, a round dance. We are the children three. We sit under the elder bush and all go hush, hush, hush."
They reek of elder.
What? What?
Were their mothers hamsters?
And their fathers reek of elder berries.
Now leave or I shall taunt you a second time. I told him he already has one. Why does everything sound like it was like everything I hear like that when you read it that way? It's like that's not even close. It's like a witch was involved or something.
A witch!
There's a witch! All of them have to do with witchcraft somehow. Damn witches.
Well, that one has to do with the death of dance. So, half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle. That's the way the money goes. Pop goes the weasel.
That sounds that way.
That's nowhere close to the way that you've heard it, huh?
No. I didn't even know where you were going with that one.
So what? The American version is all around the
watchtower.
Oh, yeah. I think it's the tower or the cathedral or something. The monkey chased the weasel. The weasel thought it was all the monkey thought it was all a joke. Pop goes the weasel.
Okay.
But this rhyme, before becoming a popular dance, was actually describing London's poor. A weasel is a coat. And to pop meant to pawn. So it was someone.
So you're so poor, you're selling your coat when it's cold because you need the money.
Because you need food.
Fucking hell.
The only thing that's in my head right now is just like the Jack in the Box. And then it doesn't come up and scares the shit out of you afterwards.
Oh, that's so sad.
The next one made me cry.
You're just full of cheers and
it's well.
Lovely okay, thoughts see that. Today, Lindy. Thank you for sharing.
You wanted me to not do murder.
Yeah, but you kind of still are. It's kind of still in the same.
It does put me in mind of an episode I want to do later about Edgar Allan Poe, where even in his own time, his lifetime, he was world renowned and famous and couldn't afford to buy a second coat. Mm-hmm. Today, you could just make a sex tape and become a millionaire and people want to watch you on TV. It's fucking disgusting. Fuck life.
It's not fair.
This next one actually made me cry.
Oh, no.
Great. Hold on.
Is it worse
than
the last one?
Let me get ready.
Got tissues?
Gonna make Glendy cry.
Yeah, okay.
Because my mom did this to me.
Uh-oh.
And I'm sure that everyone's parents did this to them because it's amazing.
Right? Oh, here. Oh, yep. I can't wait.
This pig went to market.
Oh, yeah.
That pig stayed home. This pig had roast meat. That pig had none.
Mm-hmm.
this pig went to the barn's door and cried weak, weak for more.
Oh, I never heard it that way.
Yeah.
It's always wee, wee, wee all the way home, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I thought it was roast beef.
Roast beef, yeah.
It's roast meat.
Why would a pig eat roast meat?
Cannibal.
Why would a pig eat roast beef?
Well, a pig could eat anything. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'd rather
it's like chicken heads.
That's the. I want a shirt immediately that says pigs like chicken heads for some
So they don't say the market. This pig isn't shopping, folks.
No.
He's getting slaughtered.
Oh, yeah.
It's also only referring to two pigs. This pig and that pig.
That pig.
Mm-hmm.
This pig got fed, got fat, went to market, and cried while it was getting slaughtered.
That's a noise that you won't forget, too, by the way, if you ever are unfortunate enough to hear it, if the first gunshot doesn't actually take.
Yeah.
God, it still haunts me. I think I was 12 the first time when I heard that noise. And I could still wake up in the middle of the night sweating, going, oh, what the fuck?
I hate pigs because I got attacked by pigs. But that pig didn't
get... Pigs attacked you?
Yes.
Do you just eat bacon on top of bacon and just laugh?
No, I don't like it.
You don't like bacon?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, that pig wasn't fed, and he got to stay home because he wasn't fat enough to go to market.
Okay.
Okay. And that. What about the wee-wee-wee? Is that the one that got slaughtered?
That's the one
that was screaming in terror at the barn door.
Yeah, it's not a fun noise.
So, my big piggy didn't go to the market to go shopping.
Uh-uh. Nope. You think it's just, they turned it into something cute, but it's certainly not.
Yeah.
It was funner when it was my toes. Okay.
It was a lot funner when it was my toes. And Matt, to answer your question, I had a bucket of chicken heads thrown on me while I was slopping the pigs and they attacked me. I have scars from pigs biting me.
God, that's awful.
Yeah. Don't play jokes when people are doing things to pigs.
What kind of joke? That's not a joke. That's attempted murder.
Yes. Yes. Child murder. Child murder.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
And this little piggy got gutted. Disemboweled. This little piggy turned into a pigeon.
So if that didn't destroy you the way that it destroyed me, then I'm terribly, terribly sorry.
I'm more upset about the chicken head situation. What? Damn it, Lindy.
That's slightly fucked up, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's move along. Jesus, okay. See what else we can dig up.
Okay. Three blind mice. See how they run. See how they run. They all ran after the farmer's wife, who cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a sight in your life as three blind mice?
How'd she cut their tails off? She's supposed to be in the wall getting eaten. Wrong lady.
He was a chimney sweep.
Chimney sweep, yep.
First and foremost, why the fuck are we singing this to our kids?
I have no idea. Three blind mice, and you're going to cut their tails off. This is lovely. Sing along.
So some people say that this song is about Queen Mary I executing three Protestant bishops. They really got to want it, don't you? They were burned at the stake, but that happened 30 years before the jingle. And it's hard to believe that someone wouldn't have written this down prior to that.
Right.
So it's widely believed that it's supposed to be a cautionary tale, to children to not go out eyes closed into the world unless you are prepared to lose something important. This is the one everybody's been waiting for.
Is it?
It is.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes. Are you sure? As we get past the last one, yeah.
Hold on. Do I have it? I'm sorry. I'm so ill prepared today.
That's okay. I made everybody go early.
I normally don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Let's go. I thought I had a drum roll on here, but I don't.
So. Oh, you do.
It's somewhere.
It's not on here.
It's definitely somewhere.
No, it's not here. I can't find it. Too many buttons.
That's so much shit going on. I can't figure it out.
I definitely have the. What's this have to do with gay porn, though?
So that's on there for sure. We got that one. Yeah.
Go for it.
You ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man.
Muffin Man.
Automatically, I go to Shrek.
The Muffin Man who lives on Drury Lane?
The Muffin Man? Every time. Right to Shrek. Immediately. Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what, guys?
Uh-oh.
The Muffin Man?
Serial killer?
His name was Frederick Thomas Linwood.
He sounds like a serial killer.
He was the first known serial killer in England.
Oh, Lindy wasn't going to go without it. She wasn't going out without a fight. Okay, I won't do serial killers.
Between.
I'll do something that leads into a serial killer. Anytime you name somebody by all three names, they either killed one people or a shitload. Almost every time. The Muffin Man. Oh, we're going to get into some kind of Sweeney Todd situation with this.
Actually, this was on Fleet Street.
It was so he. Oh, okay.
So.
You go and save the best for last.
The demon barber. Here we go.
Between 1589 and 1598, he lured as many as 15 children to their deaths by tying a muffin to a string and pulling it into an alley.
Well, that's what you get for being dumb.
I'm hungry. Matt, hungry.
The muffin's moving.
Did this make you... Maybe it was fun. Windy.
What's it? Every time?
Oh, apparently. You almost got it.
It's right there. This sounds like a load of shit.
Hey, y'all, watching some fishing for children.
Yeah. Fishing for children.
You gotta jig it just a little bit.
I gotta get a shirt. Sorry.
I'll get some blueberry ones. They work better.
He is also said.
If you don't flick it, it's not gonna work. It's not believable. Like, muffins don't move like that. They move like this.
The Muffin Man.
He is also said to have killed 7 rival pastry chefs by stabbing them with sharpened wooden spoons.
Fuck Sweeney Todd.
This is great.
It's not. Like a fucking food movie.
Fucking bakery beef. Killing each other with wooden weapons. It's awesome.
Oh, you want to know the best part?
Yes, I do.
This is now an urban myth. But the song was created by pastry chefs to stop children from going into their shops after school and sitting there disturbing their customers.
Wow. Well, I imagine the kids would probably, if on a cold day or something, go in there and take a break, get warmed up while they finish the rest of the way home.
They would just go and sit in the shop from the time that they left schools to the time that it was time for them to go home and eat.
Does it smell good?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have money to eat, so at least they could smell it.
Mm-hmm.
So they just started looking to kids and saying,
"Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
Muffin Man.
Yes, I know the Muffin Man. Who lives in Drury Lane?
Drury Lane?
Well, she's married to the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
Okay.
All right.
I still want to watch an action movie directed by Quentin Tarantino that involves baker beef where they're sharpened wooden spoons.
There'd be too many feet involved in that for me. I don't know.
Be a lot going on.
I can see him trying to lick cake batter off somebody's foot.
Oh, no. Thanks. No. Cake batter. Ew.
Imagine the scene with Salma Hayek from Dusk Till Dawn, only they're in a bakery.
Oh, imagine how many times I've imagined that scene. That's a good one. From Dusk Till Dawn. That's a good one.
I picked 15 out of 30 that I was able to find that had a super dark meaning behind it. Mm-hmm. Or, just a...
So you win. The top 15 you that you picked, or you have 15 more that are equally as dark?
There's 15 more that are pretty dark. I don't know if they're equally as dark.
Okay. Maybe we'll save that for...
Yeah, I didn't actually do them.
Right.
But I have the list. We can keep going.
I've got to start on this.
All right. So if you want to hear more,
what I have today,
more of Lindy's dark fairy tales, let us know. Hit us up on Spotify. Let us know. Yeah.
Do it on Spotify for sure. When Lindy says I'm not going to do a serial killer, but then absolutely does a serial killer at the end.
It's a myth.
Man, right in.
Well, I could imagine she's going through these and she finds one. She goes, excellent.
Loopholes. He's not an actual serial killer.
It's not real, but at least I can say it.
I can mention it.
I got to talk about murder.
Fantastic.
Oh, shit. Oh, yes. Well, what are we doing next week, Matt?
I had a listener request.
Okay.
I think I sent some info to you. I don't want to ruin it.
Don't ruin
this
it.
This is way different than anything I've ever done.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of psyched to find out more.
Yeah. So. This is going to be an animal lovers episode, kind of.
Okay.
Talking about chicken heads and pigs. No, I don't.
Right up Lindy's alley.
Jumping out next week.
That's a joke. Well, you'll just have to tune in. Tune in and check it out on Spotify. Hopefully you like it and rating and stuff.
Like, rate, review, and all that stuff. Yeah. Yes. And if you have a suggestion for us, make sure you let us know on Spotify. There's a box right there. You just
type
in. And yeah, you can do it on your phone. You can do your computer. Your phone, whatever you need. Anyway,
you can't sit around cussing us. Those dumb fucks never do the episodes I want.
Mm-hmm.
We're not clairvoyant. Just get in there and type it in, and we'll do it.
We can't read your mind, bullet.
That's telekinesis, Kyle.
All right. Well, that's all I've got for this week. Anybody else got anything else?
I'm gonna go cry.
Because of the little piggies?
No, it was more. It was more of the old man that played one.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, that's it for this week, guys. We will see you next week. Until then, I'm Zach.
Spar.
Lindy.
And we will see you next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Later.
Bye.
Hey, Kevo! Don't touch it!
I was with you.
They're coming to get you.
By the power of Christ.
This is
me.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
What's my line, Zach? What's my line?
Adios, pichachos. I hit the wrong button again.